AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Hello and welcome to a special Black History Month episode of the Make Music podcast. Today, I am joined by two awesome guys, and we're just going to be talking about life and mental health and their pageant journeys. They are contestants who participated in the just concluded Mr. Africa UK pageant. So welcome to this episode of the podcast. And yes, it's Black History Month, and you are the first contestants to actually participate in this particular pageantry. So congratulations to both of you. Let's start with you, Mike. Let's just have a bit of background introduction and who you are and why you joined the pageant.
My name is Michael Nyabaku, and I am a husband and father of two boys. I am one of the Mr. Africa, UK and Ireland contestants who has been decorated and crowned the People's Choice, Mr. Congeniality, and second runner-up Africa, UK pageant 2025. I am an advocate for autism and men's mental health.
That's so awesome. So over to you, Calvin. Let's just get a bit of introduction.
My name is Kevin. I'm Kevin Ojukwu. I was one of the contestants for Africa, UK, Ireland pageants, and I happen to be the Mr. Bold 25.
Yeah, so could you let us know about which countries you represented and how was the journey for you?
I rep Nigeria and that of the Eastern region culture. The journey for me was exciting and lovely. It's an experience though. Like I said all the time, it's it was a part of my structure. But when I came in, I saw a different thing entirely. And it was really, really exciting. And I wish I never finished the program because they run, but it's really interesting. Yeah. A lot of cultures, a lot of people, different background, and Namibia, Zimbabwe, Kenya, and so on and so forth. It was really interesting. Yeah. I miss them all, but all the same, it was really wonderful journey for me.
Yeah, thank you so much for that. And over to you, Michael. You didn't mention which country you were representing.
Okay. The country I'm representing is Zimbabwe.
Wow, Zimbabwe versus Nigeria. That's exciting. Well, I was fortunate to be at the final of the pageant, and it was an awesome program, and it was really exciting and full of, exciting moments and all sorts of beauty, culture, diversity. So that's what we aim to see going forward in future pageantries. But Michael, why did you participate in the pageantry?
I want to participate in pageantry to represent a difference. I wanted to break barriers and open opportunities for people with disabilities. I myself am a person with a disability. I have a hearing problem. And I wanted to also advocate for autism and mental health. So pageantry gave me the platform to amplify my voice, and I thought it was an amazing opportunity to do so.
Thank you. And yes, mental health and disabilities, it's so good to see that pageantries are now embracing disabled people and not putting barriers in beauty pageants against disabilities. So thank you so much for being a part of that pageantry and representing us. I'm also a disabled person. I have sickle cell. I have so many other things that are going on. And yes, mental health is one thing that is always overlooked, especially in men. It's good that we are now breaking those barriers and getting involved. So, Calvin, next question to you was, what part of the pageantry did you find most exciting?
From the very beginning, where we were being given our sashes as finalists, that was a very exciting time for all of us. It was meeting and greeting new contestants, getting to know each other. The beginning of the pageant was real exciting. And also, I have to say, the workshop they had for us contestants, where we are learning about social media, public speaking, and various other things as in charity projects. I really enjoyed every step of my journey leading up to the grand final, where we had our lifestyle events, because at the lifestyle events, we got to learn more things about other people's journeys and some business workshops. And yeah, it was really exciting throughout the journey. there's not one moment I didn't enjoy it. There's just been so much to learn. There were some very friendly faces that were, you know, sharing our journey.
Yes, thank you. And Calvin, can you tell me what was the most exciting part of the journey for you?
Meeting new people, meeting new families, you know, from different cultures and countries, and also again knowing more about pageantry, space and circle, you know, and also getting more involved with a lot of activities, getting more involved with my tasks and everything. It was really a journey for me. A journey and also an experience to me too. Yeah, it was really fun for me. That just is more about it though.
Thank you. So now that you have completed the journey and you are now kings, what have you been doing so far?
Now that I'm done with the journey, and I used to focus on my less privileged movement that I always do. And my foundation is still in place. It's still going on. Looking for a way out to raise more funds, to go more in other 54 Africa countries, and see how I can help and also make them see a lot of things to put in for them. Yeah. And also go more of the less privileged homes. I mean, create a less privileged homes and give them social amenities and welfare and a lot more. So I think I'm working on that gradually. It's something I can just come up right now, but it's a process.
Yes.
I've put on the first step by doing it on my task. Even before I came into the pageantry role, I was doing it before. But now it's now part of me now, and also in line with what I want to do in the nearest future.
Thank you so much. Yes. And Michael, what are the projects that you are involved in right now? I know you've talked about men, mental health in men, being an advocate for autistic children, which is it's not just the children, it's the families, it's the things that are actually involved, the practical aspects of working with families. So what are you doing in that regard?
Well, I've been so busy, a lot of stuff, continuing to advocate for autism.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing, keeping up with trying to make content that is also part of my signposting. And I've been trying to set up meeting to continue my list chat series. Been difficult to get the numbers of people to talk with regard to mental health and autism, because there are very few of them. However, I do have a series next week where I will be chatting with Yanela Cotello, the head of Africa, UK and Ireland, as part of my Let's Chat Autism series. I've also been very busy with the Mind Mental Health charity. It's not out there yet, but I am officially an ambassador for Mind.
Thank you.
This is something I'm working on in the background, doing some training where I'm learning to be an amazing ambassador. And I've just continued to do more posts for mental health, just keeping up with content creating and ensuring that I'm making my followers informed and they have the knowledge to understand autism and mental health.
Yeah. Oh, so thank you so much for that. And you mentioned that you are actually speaking with the CEO of the pageantry. It's good that you're getting, that they're getting involved in your projects, because these are things that you would need their help, you need their guidance in going forward. And you are also representing MIND. Just to just pause for a while, I just want to highlight that there are charities that are available to support people, especially through mental health. I'm just going to read out a few that I have here. There is Men's Mind Matter, which is a mental health and suicide support charity for men. And there is MINT, which is Men in Need Together. They provide free weekly support groups for all men to attend in a peer setting so that you don't feel alone. You don't feel like you are walking all alone. And there's also Men's Aid Charity, which they have a contact number 0333-567-0556. There is BetterHelp.com, which is a therapy group. You can do a self-referral online to them. And there's also Shout, which is available on www.giveusashout.org. And then Calm, that's my favorite one, which is Campaign Against Living Miserably. And Michael has mentioned now that he is going to be the face of representing MIND. So MIND is another charity. So that's so awesome. And I just wanted to highlight all this before we continue the conversation, because we steered the conversation towards that side. So great to have all of that representation right now. How are you feeling in yourselves?
I'm feeling amazing. I'm feeling great. I'm feeling grateful. I'm feeling that, you know, I'm feeling blessed, really. It's just a nice feeling to be in the place I am now than I was before. Been feeling empowered by this pageantry. Feel that I'm ready to help other people.
Yes.
To, you know, show their dreams or help them with their mental health issues and continue my advocacy and to lead by example. So yes, I feel great. I feel amazing.
Thank you for sharing that. And Calvin, how about you? How are you feeling now that the pageantry has ended? How have you been feeling? Are you feeling supported? Are you feeling hopeful for the future?
Actually, no.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
For now. Where's the feeling in what sense? Like
in yourself, mentally, physically, are you feeling empowered by the pageantry?
Yeah, of course I do. I feel empowered by the pageantry, like in terms of like I said, giving me a platform, you know, I mean, getting more audience out there, you know, getting more contacts and so on and so forth. So it's really interesting. Yeah. But in terms of my mental health, I'm perfectly okay and everything. I'm good.
Oh, that's perfect. Yes, that's all we want to know, because the pageantry, sometimes when you're going through pageantry, you haven't got the right support resources. That's the word. Not that you don't have support. They might have support, but they might not have the resources to support you in the way that you need to be supported. So that's why I wanted to know you, how you're feeling, and are you feeling hopeful for the future?
Yes, I'm very hopeful for the future.
Yeah, great.
I'm hopeful because we need to break the stigma, and by speaking up and being given the platform to speak up, I feel very positive about how the future is going.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I'm hoping that in 5 years' time, there'll be more people who understand what autism is about and understand where to seek help when they have mental health issues.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, the future is looking bright, and I hope to be the person that leads that change.
Yeah, you have always been a keen change maker, Michael, and Kelvin as well. You are both change makers in terms of this pageantry. And Michael, you're always out there, you're always talking about your disability, and I love that about this platform that has given us the ability to go forward, fulfill our dreams. So then it's just about other things that you think can change for people who are coming on to participate in future. What do you think needs to change?
The things I feel need to be changed are, you know, education. People should know and understand better what autism is. And I feel that, you know, men and people in general need to speak up instead of holding all their troubles in for themselves. I feel like help and support should be accessible as well. And I also feel that, strongly feel that kindness is something that we all need, and understanding that people who are different from all backgrounds, no one individual is the same person. So understanding them and treating them how they want to be treated is something that I would love to change.
Thank you so much. Yes, it's great. Yes, and that actually takes me to my next question. What was the biggest takeaway from their participation?
Okay, the biggest takeaway should be understanding and kindness.
Yeah.
I think those two are the biggest takeaways, understanding and kindness.
Yeah. And for you, Kelvin, what was the biggest takeaway from the pageantry?
Oh, my biggest takeaway in the pageantry was basically people that I met there, a lot of people that I met, and also get a lot of contacts. Even after the pageantry, we still communicate. And also, again, people with like mind, people with good heart, people with kindness, people with honesty, and people that want to do a lot of things outside the pageantry. Yeah, my biggest thing, I would say, yeah.
The networking and also, connections.
Also coming to Manchester, you know, for the very first time.
You mean Manchester?
Coming to Manchester. And, you know, it was really an exciting day for me, that period, and an experience for me. And I think I wish to go to join again if I have the time. And I really enjoy it, though.
Thank you, Manchester.
Can I add to this that we all come from different walks of life. Everyone, individuals, everyone's story matters.
Yes.
That platform, amplifying everyone's story, has been amazing to know more about different cultures, heritage, backgrounds. Yes, that's a big takeaway.
Yeah, that is brilliant. And yes, we met different cultures, different countries, different. I mean, I was blown away with what people were talking. I mean, the clothing, actually, you know, and some of the traditional wears were really amazing. And people this year, event was really beautiful, glamorous, and all sorts of cultures were represented. So thank you so much for bringing that. And Kelvin, the networking, the connections, they are always going to be, you have to just keep building on those connections and just keep going. And yes, the sky is the limit. Yes. And yes, the last thing I want to ask is, are there projects that you would like to talk about for the future?
Currently, I have joined Strictly Come Dancing Experience. This is a Strictly experience. It is going to be a Minds event. We're going to be raising funds for Minds.
Yeah.
In March next year. 2023. I'll be doing the tango and waltz competing with 20 other contestants.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll be raising money for my mental health charity.
Oh, when is that?
It will be in Coventry.
Do you have the date?
At the Berkeley Theatre, yeah.
Do you have the date?
The date is the 26th March.
That's next when
the
year.
Grand final is, yeah. And I'll be going through 8 weeks of intense training with professional dancer.
Ooh, wow, that is exciting. Brilliant, thank you. And is Kevin, is there any projects you would like our listeners to help you with?
Yeah, apparently, like I said before, I thank you for, like I said, reaching out to me on that aspect. I would like support in meeting up with the Less Privileged in terms of, I have a project going on in Africa, that of Nigeria and that of South Africa and that of Tanzania. So I have a project going on there, but I will need support.
In all the three countries at the same time?
Yeah, not the same time. Like this year is Nigeria.
Yeah.
So that of January is going for Tanzania. And between March, April, it will be for South Africa. And also, I need support, you know, for me to go in there. For me, I have to get visa and blah, 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 all those things to go there myself. Though I have other counterpart there, I have to meet up. So I have to, make sure that things are put in place, because I don't want to send someone to that place to go and do for me. I want to be there myself, live, to see, because I'm talking personal experience, you know. I don't want to say do it for me. I want to go there and give to those that need it genuinely.
Yes.
Those that want it genuinely. So when I'm doing that, I know that, yes, I'm doing what my heart, my soul, every part of me needs. So that is what I'm into right now. People that need it the most, I'm going for rural area. They cannot see social amenities, they cannot see welfare, they cannot see those things. They have not seen it before.
Yeah.
I'm taking the order to that place. So
that
is why I need support for. I need support, you know, to get to that areas.
So it's always essential to actually reach out to them that are to the less privileged in our society. And I really appreciate that you're doing it in Tanzania, in Nigeria, and did you say South Africa? So yes, and that's so amazing to know. Thank you so much for that. Hopefully we will be able to contribute in our little way, and whatever my listeners can do, they will do. How can listeners actually support you on your platforms, and which platforms are you on social media?
My platform on social media is TAMDIT Tamdirit, and also Prince Michael Nyabako on Instagram, and also on Facebook as Michael Nyabako. Yes, those are the three platforms I'm really mainly busy on. We provide links to my advocacy as well.
Oh, thank you. And Calvin, what are your platforms?
My platform names are Everywhere Soft Less Privileged Movement. It's on Facebook, it's on TikTok, and it's on Instagram.
Thank you so much.
Before we continue, can I add that this month, October, I'm doing 100 miles for families with autism. And I'm trying to raise £100 to support families who are dealing with autism.
Thank you. Thank you for adding that in.
You will find a link to donate on my Prince Michael Nyabako Instagram account.
Thank you so much. And thank you, Kevin, for sharing the platforms. Yes, it's Everywhere Soft, and we're in Africa, right?
No, Everywhere Soft Less Privileged Movement.
Less Privileged Movement, yes. Okay, right. So thank you so much, and we wish you all the best for the future, and we'll be... my listeners will be following you and watching how you progress. And I take care of yourselves and keep warm, because it's getting colder here. I know I live in Manchester where it's cold, but yes, do take care of yourselves, and yes, keep in touch. We'll definitely, and in any way, if I can help in any way, just reach out to me. Okay.
To keep warm, I have to say there is a new Debbie Banks fashion collection, winter collection, that is out there. There is lots of very nice warm coats that are beautiful, elegantly made, with African textiles. So please look out for that.
Oh yes, I will look out for that. You didn't talk about that before. Yeah, so we'll look out for that. Yes, Michael, we're watching you. We're looking out. Thank you.
Well, I didn't talk about it before simply because I felt that my advocacy and my pageantry journey was the most important thing to talk about today. However, yes, on the other side, I am also doing a lot of things behind in fashion.
Oh, thank you. We will definitely connect and update whatever you're doing. Let us know. Thank you, and thank you. Stay safe and keep warm. Bye. And this podcast will be shared on all podcast platforms. Please share with friends and family and subscribe. Thank you and stay blessed. Bye.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Ever wondered if that UFO sighting was a secret government project?
Not because they didn't go to the moon, but because they seen something on the moon they weren't supposed to.
Or if ancient civilizations really had alien architects.
Like, so Roswell, obviously they think they recovered crafts and beings.
On Theorist Theorizing, wild speculation meets seasoned storytelling.
How they dug 2 kilometers below these pyramids and created all the structures that we're now finding.
Join the theorists as they dive into UFOs, cryptids, government cover-ups, true crime, and the weirdest theories the internet and humanity has to offer.
Giza and the pyramids itself being an energy source, you know?
It's not a lecture. It's a round table of curiosity, comedy, and what if.
Maybe they got tipped off by these U-boats that fled to Argentina, that there was something there.
Theorist Theorizing. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts.